guys.
Hey, Cooper.
Welcome back to Sauce.
Hey, Saucers. It's your boy Cooper and Ethan.
Yeah.
This is. I feel like this is pretty cool.
Yeah, this is really cool.
It's like ASMR. Like it's a whole different feel.
Yeah, this is like 3D.
I don't think it's like 3D.
Oh.
3D.
I know what 3D is.
What? No, you don't. Because you said this is like 3D.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you think we should get right into the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
I'll see you there.
Bye. So, Ethan.
Yes.
So, you know how I had that basketball game on Thursday?
Yes.
When I made that, like, outside shot that was, like, about a three-pointer, it wasn't really, though?
Yes.
So, lucky turd.
Lucky turd. Who's a lucky turd?
I'm not a lucky turd. That was a clean shot.
What? You missed.
No, I made that.
I didn't see that. I wasn't there yet, then. Did you make it before I got there? Because I got there late.
No, I got there like later. I mean, I shot that later.
I don't remember that shot then. No, I don't. It definitely wasn't a three-pointer. I think that the viewers or listeners should hear about you getting sauced up by the girl that was really good at dribbling.
Oh my god. There was this girl, I thought... Oh my, she dribbles so good.
Yeah, she crossed you over like 5-10 times.
We had me and another teammate that's really good. We had to help each other out, like guarding her.
Yeah, what's his name?
Aiden.
Aiden. Yeah. Yeah, he's your best dribbler.
Yes.
Yeah.
That girl was like me and Aiden combined.
Yeah, no.
She was really, really good.
Me and my parents were watching Cooper's basketball game on Thursday. I got there after work. And this girl was taking over your entire team.
Exactly.
She would dribble the ball up and dribble all around y'all and then pull up for a shot. And she made probably all of the points for her
team.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, she was crazy.
Yeah.
And
I think she did make all of them.
Yeah, she pushed one of your teammates down and made him cry.
Yeah, I pushed her down.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I didn't see
she
it.
She fell down.
You did it on purpose?
Yeah, I'm a beast.
That's rude.
But she
all of the listeners are going to hate you because of that.
Well, they can suck it, too.
They can suck it.
Huh. Not being rude saucers.
Yeah, so Cooper and I spent I spent an hour of my time after we got home getting ready for the podcast setting up these two mics.
And it was so annoying because Anchor can't take it, I guess.
Yeah, well, the app that we used, it couldn't, I guess, configure both of the devices. I'm just doing it wrong. I'm probably doing it wrong, but... I got really aggravated, as you could probably ask Cooper. I was trying to set up the two mics, and it just would not.
Yeah, I thought you were going
to
throw something.
I was wanting to. If I'm being completely honest, if you were not here, I would have slammed something on the ground because I get mad. When I can't figure something like technical out, I get really mad.
Yeah.
And the only reason I didn't do it was because you're here, and I didn't want you to go back to mom and be like, Ethan gets really mad. And he threw the mic that he bought at the door, and now it's broken.
Yeah, we'll get the money from him.
Yeah.
Our 12 cents.
We'll take it back to Best Buy and be like, it broke.
It just broke. Heck?
I plugged it into the laptop and it just broke. It shattered into pieces when you plugged in. Yeah, I no idea how it did that.
Yeah.
No, but we also, I got him some McDonald's. I treated him to Starbucks.
Yeah.
We went to go see Starbucks girl and she wasn't there.
Yeah. So we pulled up and there's this girl that I knew wasn't Ethan's type. I'm like, is that her?
I'm like, heck yeah, that's her. She looks good, huh? And then we pulled up to the window and I was like, this is her, and it's a guy. It's a guy in the window. He's like, nice. No.
Yeah, I hope they don't hear this.
No, I hope they do.
And then we were also there, I think it was McDonald's, and we had to pay.
Oh yeah, why'd you make that face at me? You made a weird face.
We could just hear them talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's side conversation.
I also had some drink in my mouth, so.
You had some drink in your mouth?
Yeah.
What drink? The strawberry?
Yeah, frozen.
Cooper, you don't like coffee taste.
Well... I like it how you like it.
No, you don't.
Tons of sugar and
okay,
stuff.
Yeah, I do like that, but like the cold brew. You don't like the cold brew?
I don't think I've ever tasted it.
Oh, well, I'll have to have you taste it. But Cooper usually gets the Frappuccinos or the strawberry frozen drinks.
Lemonade.
Oh, yeah, strawberry frozen lemonade. Or blended strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Dope. So, how's your week been doing?
Busy with work. I am completely like out of y'all's life during the week. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that in like a bad way, but I mean during the week, you know, homework, the family's doing the family's doing family stuff. Mm-hmm. You're around the family more, and I'm doing my stuff. What goes on during the week? Because I'm not, everything's completely, you know, out of my head. I don't know how to explain that. Like, I'm not there. I'm not present for, so what?
Well, how does it's usually just the usual everyday. It's like we do whatever in the morning. I go to school. We come back. We usually have like either you here or something.
Yeah.
But like you said, sometimes you're like out.
Yeah.
Like homework or work. And then we usually just, she cooks us dinner. We go to like Green Door, Francesco's. And Francesco's has been closed or something.
Isn't it? It closed down. It closed down. I think.
It did?
Yeah.
I think it just closed.
Oh, Mom told me they closed down.
Oh.
And Francesco's is a pizza place that's in our...
Well, it's not just...
Italian place?
Yeah, it's Italian.
It's Italian.
Yeah.
It's an Italian, like, small little place that's really good to go to. But I think since COVID and everything, you know, COVID, like, affected a lot of small businesses, so they ended up shutting down.
It sucks.
It does suck.
So,
they had really good pizza.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. It's really good. Yeah.
It's better than a lot of other stores. But, so we went to the fair yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I really want to go to the fair. But today's the last day, and it's 3 hours from being over.
It's 2 o'clock?
It's 2 o'clock right now.
Oh, jeez. Well, so we went to the fair, and I did this basketball thing with Devin. And no bets, because if we would have bet, he would make me do a ride. Which, like,
oh, the zipper?
I could go on some of the rides and not get scared, but
was it the zipper?
No, we didn't actually bet.
No, but if you were, was he going to have you go on the zipper?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the one that you'd be the most scared of going on.
There was one that, it was like, I was like, that's not so scary, and like goes all the way around and something. And it's like a, I don't know, what I can't really describe it. And then it was like really slow. It was like the starting. Then it went super fast. And it was like so scary.
Was it, it wasn't the zipper? Do you know what the zipper is?
No.
The zipper is the very long oval that has like cages all the way around it. And the cages spin as the thing is spinning.
That's not it.
But that's the one you would never go on.
No, that thing's scary.
That thing's awesome. It makes me dizzy now, but like, for everybody who doesn't know about the zipper, which I doubt it because everybody who listens to us is from Dade City, but, I don't know if it's the same for everybody. Cause I know that ride is like out of a lot of other places, but it's basically just a big contraption that the outside spins while the entire thing spins. Mm-hmm. So you're like spinning double.
Yeah. And you're going upside down.
Yeah, and the cage, you're on like a cage, and the cage is connected to like a pole, and the pole lets the cage swing back and forth. So you're actually spinning times three. The cage is spinning. The cage is connected to a conveyor belt that's spinning around the oval, and the oval itself is spinning. So you're just constantly like being rotated.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. It's
scary.
It's so awesome.
Have you gone on it?
I've gone on it, yeah. I used to go on it, and then the last time I went on it was like a year ago, and I got really motion sick. Oh, yeah. Motion sickness. I got bad motion sickness. Gravitron. Do you know that one?
Which one's that?
Gravitron is the UFO that you go in, and then it spins really quick, and it like pushes you to the walls because of gravity.
I don't think I saw that
one. Well, that one I went on, and I was so scared because I hate being dizzy. And you sit with your back on the wall and it starts spinning. And the faster it spins, the more stuck you are to the wall. You have no seatbelts or anything. There's nothing locking you in. You're just sitting there on the wall, laying on a wall. And
wouldn't that hurt?
No, the gravity keeps you pushed to the wall. There's no possible way for you to fly around.
Oh, okay.
So if you're not connected to the wall when it starts spinning, your body will slam against the wall. So if you try to bring your arm off the wall and then you completely let go of your arm, it'll smack the wall.
Ow.
Yeah, and then the wall actually shifts up. So like there's these, I don't know how to explain it. You're sitting on a wall that has a like wheels. Oh my God. No, I'm explaining this so bad. Wheels. You're laying on your back and there's these mats on the back that slide up whenever it starts spinning. Yeah. It slides you. I don't know really how to explain it. Anyways, it spins really quick and it sticks you to the wall. Yeah, a lot of people like that one.
That's creepy.
And then the scariest one of all is the Ferris wheel.
Yes.
That one, okay, if I'm being completely honest, Ferris wheel's scary.
Yes, it gets you so high.
Yeah.
I hate that one. I've never gone on one.
You've never gone on a Ferris wheel?
Never am.
I mean, it's like relaxing, but if you think about it, when you're looking off the edge, because it starts dangling. Like the pods that you sit in on the Ferris wheel, when it stops, you start like shaking a little bit and you're scared it's just gonna fall.
It stops?
Yeah, it stops. Like, so you can kiss on the top.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, is that really?
You've never seen that like in movies or anything? Like people trying to get on a Ferris wheel and like stop on the top because it's romantic to kiss at the very top of a Ferris wheel?
Really?
You didn't know that? Mm-mm. God, your generation's like ruined.
I just thought that some people just did. I don't know. I didn't know it was meant for that. I thought it was just to scare people.
I don't know how other people see it, but the Ferris wheel is, I would say, like one of those romantic.
We're just going to get comments in the chat saying, no, that's not what it's for.
We don't get any comments. That's well, the problem.
You said like 7 people or 4 people comment.
No, never gotten a comment.
Really?
We've never gotten a comment. We're asking them.
Come on, guys.
I know. Hit the link in the description and go record you saying anything. It could be something completely mean.
Yeah, it would be just fun to hear.
We would love to hear your voice and know that.
Please.
Please be mean.
Please.
Don't be mean.
Yeah.
Don't be mean, but. Okay, you can if you want to. Like, it'll just receiving a message in general will just be good.
Yeah, just be me.
Yeah. I got beard oil.
Really?
Yeah. I'm growing out my... Cooper's shaking his head at me because he wants me to tell the viewers something, which I don't care.
Then do it. You chicken?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay.
I got beard oil.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Because I've been growing out my facial hair. I've always been told by a friend that I would really look really good with my facial hair grown out. And in all honesty, does it look good?
Yeah.
You know, like, do you think that without the beard looks better or with the beard?
I feel like it looks good as you know, but if you keep it, like once you get older, it's not going
to
look good.
I'm not going to grow out beard. I want it to stay like...
No, I know. Like, I feel like once you start getting older, it's going to look worse on you.
Not better?
No.
I feel like the older you get, the better facial hair looks. Think about it. If you had facial hair right now compared to if you had facial hair in 10 years, what would look better?
Well, I'm young.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But you're like 20-something.
Yeah, I'm 22.
But think about 32.
Yeah.
You'll have wrinkles on your face.
You're really going to say that?
It's true.
You really hope
Sorry,
mom and...
old people.
I hope mom and dad come to you with this, because mom hates it. You know, thinking that 40's old.
Are you calling her old?
I'm not calling her old. You called 32-year-olds old.
Okay, I never said that. I said old people.
What age is old to you?
50.
50?
50. That's why I call Derek old sometimes.
That is true. Okay.
I say 50's limit.
50's like where you're like. Old?
No, just old. Old is like 60.
So if you're 49.
49 is like old.
You just said 50's old.
It's around that limit.
Okay, but there's one age that you go from.
Fine, it's 50. 49 is not old. It's 50.
Okay.
Okay?
So mom and dad are good for a little bit.
Yeah.
Before you start calling them old.
Yeah.
And aside from children,
well, I'm never going to call them.
When are they considered grandparents? I know they're considered grandparents once their children have children, obviously.
But like, okay,
like that type of old.
65.
Grandparents. Okay, that's not a bad age. So back to Walgreens.
Walgreens. Oh.
Okay.
I want to say something after this.
Okay, so men.
Ethan used his snare.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew you were going into it. I don't okay. want you sorting
no,
this.
No, listen. Yes. Men, all men can relate. We all, you know, everybody.
I don't.
You're a mole rat, so it doesn't even matter.
A mole rat.
Every guy gets hair. More than others.
Yeah, you.
Okay, so.
This guy's a monkey.
I'm a monkey, and, you know, after a while, you know, for everybody, they have to shave their genitalia.
You mean your...
And manitalia.
Wait. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, so...
Wait, genitalia, is that like for girls or something?
I'm just being funny. Genitalia is just like genitals. Do you know what genitals means?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. They all have to shave at one point. And to make it easier, rather than using a razor, because razors take a while, and when you grow a lot of hair, it just...
Hurts?
It doesn't hurt, it just takes too long.
But don't you like sometimes you get like...
Oh,
bumps?
It pricks sometimes, yeah, whenever you're shaving. I can't wait for you to get older, like old to the point where you have to start doing that. Because I remember asking Dad how to shave, and I actually asked him.
I already asked him that.
I'm pretty sure I asked him to come into the bathroom to show me how to shave. And he was like, I'm not doing that. And the mom's like, go help him. And he's like, oh my God. I actually don't think he ended up doing it. He was just explaining to me outside the door what I needed to do. Anyways.
Did you like YouTube it or something?
I don't YouTube it, no. I just kind of like trial and error.
Did you?
No.
Like, why didn't you just do that? Oh wait, that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be
never mind.
Why didn't you just YouTube somebody shaving their genitalia? Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
I get it. No, but anyways, for the front part of me, a razor's fine. Because obviously that doesn't grow as bad. But like for...
Wouldn't it be hard having to like reach back there and...
I've used a razor back there before, and it takes I'm sitting in the shower for 20 minutes going at it, and it's awkward because you're like
you can use better words.
Yeah, I'm trying to stray away from certain words. Anyways,
he goes at it.
I go at it. No, but anyways, yes, I use Nair for the back portion. And okay, just listen. This is gonna honestly, a lot of people are going to laugh at this, but every guy that I've told about this, they think that it's the most amazing thing and that everybody should try it. And I've put a lot of people on it. So I get Nair. And can you go grab the thing of Nair over there on the counter?
I don't think they can see it.
They can't see it. I'm going to read the back. Okay. So I take Nair and...
You're saying this was in the ladies' aisle.
It was in the ladies'
aisle. This is baby oil.
No. So I could choose between... what was it?
It was
baby oil, and then there was canola oil or something.
Coconut.
Coconut or canola.
Canola.
I don't know.
It's coconut oil.
Anyway, so I grabbed the baby oil one because obviously I want to feel like a baby's bottom. And most people will be scared because if you read the back, it says, do not use on face, around eyes, in nose, in ears, or on breast nipples. Perianal or vaginal/genital areas. Now it tells you not to. For me, I did it before like 3 times and great results.
Wait, how many times do you do it?
I've done it like 3 or 4 times.
Like
once a year. I only need it once a year.
When are you going to do it?
Today. I bought it. I'm not going to not do it. I just bought it. Okay, anyways.
Why do you...
Let me finish my story before you keep questioning me, and then you can get to all your questions. So I apply it in the bottom, on my bottom.
You mean your anus?
My anus, yes. And, you know, you let it sit there for 5 minutes, and you get in the shower, and you wash it off. And it chemically burns the hair.
Does it hurt?
No. Oh. You can hear it sizzling when it's...
Really? Let's go!
No, you'll just sit there in silence and be like... And it's scary. No, I'm not applying it on my butt and listening and letting you listen. No, but you apply it and then you wash it off after 5 minutes and it chemically burns the hair off. So then it's, I promise you, it's like your butt never had hair on it or inside. The only thing you got to make sure does not happen, if you apply too much, you know how like soap like clumps up?
Yeah.
Kind of like when you put it in your hair and like big clumps fall off your hair and go onto the ground, kind of. Well, if you do that, and then while you're applying it, you like stop prying your cheeks, so then it, you know, closes, and then it pushes the nair into your butt, and it doesn't feel good. That sucks. That's a sucky portion. But perfect results. Now, this is a, is it PSA, post-service announcement? Yeah. PSA, there are some people that have sensitive skin, and I've heard that they've tried using nair, and they get, like, reactions to it. And it, like, it puts their, like, butt in hives and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. People have, because people are more sensitive down there, so they can get bumps
and
stuff.
Wouldn't you be, like, super scared if you
were... Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I didn't think about it, because I did it, and I was fine. And then I told people I did it, and then they were like, how? Like, I tried that, and I, like, got hives and stuff. It's just, like, depending on how you are. But if you know you don't have sensitive skin, I do, but I guess not down there. I'm, like,
super strong. So a lot of people have tried this?
No, people have tried this. Do you remember my Bolivian roommates at USF?
Yeah.
When I was in the dorm, they saw this in the shower. And they were like, what's this, Ethan? And laughing at me. And I said, I do this to get all the hair, like, off my body down there. I've been doing it since that long. And they were like... They're like, no way. And I was like, yeah. So then they all took a shower, not together, separately. And they all did it. They all did that. And then they get out of the shower. You hear them giggling in the shower because it's just funny that all the hair falls off. Then they come out and they're like all showing each other like, dude, like this really works.
Showing each other.
Yeah. They're all open with each other. So really? They don't
do
care.
They have, like,
I mean, they're all huge dudes. Like. And they get girls every weekend. I don't think they really care.
Yeah.
Like, so I mean, they have a lot of confidence. But yeah, so this is not a sponsored announcement, but nair.
It sounded like it was.
So, if you ever remember, when you start growing your hair,
I'm not trying that.
Why?
Because I'm a man.
Okay, but I think it.
I'll try it. Maybe.
Maybe. It's great. It makes me feel great. My butt looks a lot bigger too.
Okay, so.
Okay. Mom really wants grandbabies.
Yeah, that's gonna be in 15 years.
15 years before. When do you think she's gonna have grandbabies? Within how many years? Do you
think? Like between you and Devin.
Or Tammy.
Ew.
I mean.
I'll kick Thomas out of the house.
You'll kick Thomas out of the house?
Yes.
You'll fight him?
Yes.
You can't fight him.
I flush it down the toilet.
Oh, no. No, but seriously.
Yes, I can't
seriously,
fight.
Seriously. Okay, I know I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah.
But out of Tammy, Devin, and myself, who's going to be the first person to have a baby?
This is hard.
Who do you think is going to be the very first person to have a baby? I know Tammy's the furthest in with the relationship. I know Devin.
But she's also young.
She's younger, yes.
Devin.
Devin's in a relationship that is looking pretty solid right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not in one at all. But who do you think is going to have a baby first?
Well, I'll heal Thomas if he has a baby with Tammy early.
Okay.
So that's off the list.
Okay. So between Devin and I.
Devin is possible, but I think they should wait a while.
I'm not asking. Who do you think is going to have it first?
You.
You think I'm going to have a baby
yes,
first?
Yes, because like once you get in a relationship, then you're like kind of like qualified.
I'm qualified. Devin's not qualified?
And then no, stop it. Don't put me in this position.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I just think, like, you're like a cuddle bug. So, like...
Devin's not a cuddle bug?
No, I don't think so, no.
So you think that whenever I get in a relationship, I'm going to be wanting something, like...
Yes.
Like, really fast? Well, I'm trying to have, like...
Give it a year.
I want it would be so cool to have a baby and you to be an uncle when you're like 10.
Yeah.
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 And you're 10 right now.
So I would say give it like a year and a half.
And then I'll make a baby.
Yes, sir.
I don't even need a girlfriend. I'd just be like, can we make a baby? Mm-hmm. I want my brother to be an uncle. My little brother to be an uncle. Think about being an uncle at like 10.
Well,
think about being an uncle. Like, let's say I was...
Would you have a baby before you married or after?
I think it's...
No, just answer the question.
I would want a baby after being married, but I know circumstances happen where you know.
Yeah.
I know you could obviously prevent that from happening, but I wouldn't be against having a baby before being married. But I would obviously I would rather get married and then have a baby, cause like you know.
Cause you, I want to say something so bad.
I want to say something so bad.
How's that? You know.
Who do you think is going to get married first?
Oh.
I don't know if this is the same question to you.
Yes, kind of.
Who do you think is going to get married first?
This is hard. Why?
I don't know.
They're listening to this.
There's just interesting questions. Like out of Devin, Tammy, and I.
Who's gonna I would
get,
say
or that. You.
Yes, me.
Me. You think Devin's going to get married first?
I am qualified.
You think Devin's going to get married first?
Yeah. Because he's already in a relationship, and I feel
Tammy's
like...
Tammy's already in a relationship.
No.
Nothing's allowed to happen with Tammy's relationship.
No. No.
How, aside from his relationship, like, how many years until you think he's going to get married?
Devin?
Mm-hmm.
I would probably...
Devin's 24 right now. Wait. Devin's 23 right now.
How long has he been in the relationship? Like a half a year?
Yeah, I think around half a year.
I would probably give it 2 years or a year and three quarters.
Okay, so soon, kind of.
Maybe it's possible.
Do you think he would have you as one of his best men?
No.
No?
I don't think he would.
I would have you as one of my best men.
Yeah, but I don't think he would.
Why? I think Devin would. I know Devin.
I feel like it would be Cole, you, and some other person.
Well, there's like five.
Really?
Yeah.
Cole, you.
There's no way he wouldn't have you in it.
I don't know.
Be in it. I think about it too. Sometimes I think he wouldn't have me in it. I'm being serious.
No, I feel like I don't think he'll have me in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you want to be in it?
Well,
yeah,
it's would. Like a qualification. Like you, like if you're in it, you should feel
good.
Yeah, because you know
that you're loved.
Yeah,
and if you're not in it, you're not loved. So Devin, if you're listening, Cooper's not gonna feel loved.
Stop it.
Cooper's not gonna feel loved if he's not in it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, if I.
I wouldn't say loved. I would say like. Yeah, I probably loved. Yeah. So what would you say?
I don't know. I don't know who my best men would be right now, as of this moment.
Okay.
I know that I would have you and Devin in it, though.
Mm-hmm. Would you let Taylor in it?
Yeah, Taylor would be in it.
Okay.
But I don't know other people, just because also I might have closer buddies by the time I do get married.
Also, you have, like, work friends and stuff.
I have work friends and stuff, which there's a couple cool guys that I've been hanging out with the past year.
But remember, like...
The yeah. qualification.
And also, I never got to say this because we were talking about roller coasters and stuff. Or
okay.
rides.
Okay.
Whatever.
So you're just flipping the script on me?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want you putting me in a bad situation.
Okay.
Where...
You're getting awkward right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were doing this basketball game. And, you know, like some of them are rigged because the hoops are like too skinny.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about this and we went completely
off
track. It was
too skinny.
Yeah. Like,
because you know.
And it's like 11 feet high.
Exactly.
It's not 10 foot, yeah.
But, so there was one really close, and it was, like, kind of skinny. And everybody said, don't bank it. And I wasn't trying to bank it, so I tried to swoosh it.
Yeah.
And I made the bank.
You made the bank?
Yeah.
You made it with the bank?
Yes. Because it's so close, I wasn't even trying to bank it, so I made the bank.
Oh, so you hit really low on the bank, so it just shot in.
No, it was actually just a good, it was right in the middle. It's because it's so close to me.
Wait, so what'd you get?
You
get a prize?
Yeah, there was like different types of basketballs.
Yeah.
And there was like bears, like teddy bears and stuff.
And you got a teddy bear?
No. I got a Lakers basketball.
Why Lakers?
Because that's my favorite.
Shout out to your boy Kobe.
Yes, Skull. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. My favorite player in like all time basketball history
is Dwayne Wade.
And Michael Jordan.
Why? You never even got to watch him play.
Yeah, but he's like, I also like, okay, I like Magic Johnson. I
never Why? Got to,
because they're cool and they like can do so much stuff. Like Magic Johnson can't even read.
Can't even read?
He can't read. Well, he couldn't, at least.
He can't read words.
Like when he was in NBA, he couldn't read.
What? But you being at your age, being 10.
Mm-hmm.
How do you...
Well, Dad talks to me about them a lot, and there's, like, a show on Netflix that shows him and his, like...
I watched that.
Yeah, we watched that beach.
At the beach.
Yeah.
At the beach.
At the beach. And I've been watching it. There's, like, a long... It's, like, long. And wow. I just thought he was, like, really cool and stuff. So now he's, like... I'm not a big fan of LeBron James.
Why?
I don't know. Just...
That's so weird. Yeah. Like, you... I feel like you don't like him because a lot of other people don't like him. I mean, a lot of people like him, but
a lot of people like him.
I know, but it's kind of like Tom Brady. There's a lot of people that like Tom Brady, but there's a lot of people that don't like him solely on the fact because everybody like supports him.
No, I just
and rides not a the bandwagon. Of...
Okay, saucers.
Oh God!
This guy, he has like a lot of hair on his buttocks.
What are you talking about?
And. He strokes it like he has a beard on his face. And he just keeps... He thinks it's satisfying.
No.
Can you explain, please?
You're making it sound bad. I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
I don't do that. Like, there's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's hair... My butt.
He likes touching it? And
no. When I'm getting in the shower, I don't know. You just grab your butt sometimes and you feel the hair. And then your fingers get tangled up in your hair, you know? They wrap around your hands. Like, it sprawls out of the butt and it's like vines. And it grabs your hand.
Why would any girl want that?
No girl wants that. Why do you think I narrate?
That's true.
That is true.
Wait.
I'm basically like... If you think about the hair in my butt as a rainforest, I am burning the rainforest.
Where are the animals going?
There are no animals. There are no creatures in my butt. Maybe.
Maybe.
There might be some creatures living in the forest. Okay. But they all leave once they see that there's no.
So the puzzle.
It's done.
It's done?
Yes.
Really?
The David Dobrik puzzle is done. I completed it, and guess how much money I got from it? And
Bruh, it's he got
25 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we finished it on Sunday, the day that we posted the podcast. Finished it. We were so hyped. We took a video, and when we scanned it, it scrolled through. And right before it scrolled to 25 cents, it showed $500 at first, and then it scrolled to 25 cents. And I was like, that is messed up. You can't do that to me.
Wow. Were you so excited?
No, I mean, it didn't scroll to $500 and sit there for like 2 seconds. It just, you know how, like, it scrolled.
Yeah.
It was scrolling through numbers, and it just, as
Did
it was.
Did you first think it was $500?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was scrolling. It started slowing down on the 500, and I was like, no way. And then it hit 25 cents. And I was like, come on. I spent $35. And profited nothing.
It's fine.
I lost $34.75.
Yeah, it's fine.
And you had to hook up your bank routing number and everything.
Really?
Yeah, and it routed me. I was thinking about not even going through the process of setting up my bank information to get the 25 cents, but I was like, I went through all of this for this quarter, and I'm going to get this quarter.
Yeah, you did all that. Like, why would you even think about that? This puzzle was so hard.
It was really hard. But now I'm going to frame it. It's not, I'm not undoing this puzzle. That was ridiculous to not frame
You're
it.
You're framing this?
I'm going to frame it and put it in the game room. Why not?
No.
Yes.
It's just a random puzzle.
No, it's a random puzzle, but it's cool. Like,
If I get my phone out and like...
Scan it,
would I get 25
minutes? No, you wouldn't. Also, we were scared of posting on Snapchat pictures of it done because people can just take the picture and scan it and get the money before you. But we actually figured out that in the box, there's a code. So you scan the QR code and you input the code that's in the box.
They can scan it from Snapchat?
They could just. I mean, they could zoom in on it on one device and then scan it from another device through your phone. Oh. All it is a QR code.
It's true.
For anybody that doesn't know what I'm talking about, David Dobrik, which is like an influencer on YouTube, like makes vlogs and everything. He came out with a puzzle called the $100,000 puzzle. And you could win anywhere between 25 cents to $100,000. And we thought we won the $100,000, which is a stupid thing to think. Because they sent out like 100,000 puzzles.
Yeah.
And 95,000 of them are 25 cents.
Yeah. So you're just like.
But.
That was sad.
It was sad, and it's whatever. Yeah. I deal.
It was fun, though.
You didn't even do it.
No, you. Look.
It was fun.
I know that you had fun.
There were like 3 days where I sat there for over like 5 hours, like working on it.
Yeah. Well, it's also like sad because.
It is sad. So much time and effort put into it and nothing out of it.
What are you doing?
I'm just wiping off the condensation off my McDonald's cup.
Yeah, so how the ladies doing? My dude.
I'm failing.
You failing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fail.
You're so young.
I'm a straight up A.
No. I haven't seen Starbucks Girl all week. Sad. They changed the time of Starbucks, so it's open between 10 and 10.
That sucks.
And I get to work at 9. So I usually go by Starbucks at 8:30, so it's not open. So it's a forbidden love. It's a Romeo and Juliet story for sure.
Nah.
They were star-crossed lovers.
Yeah.
110%. I picked up the vibe when we first made eye contact.
Yeah, I have a circle.
You have a circle that pops all the time.
No, never pops.
You cannot let it pop.
No. I have like 5 circles.
That's so bad.
And then you put the circles together.
You realize once girls figure out that.
No, I'll stop.
You'll stop?
I'll stop at like high school.
You sound like an addict. I'll stop. But you never stop.
Didn't have to bring that in. But I'll probably stop. Maybe halfway in middle school or in high school.
Why not now?
No.
Why not just focus on the one girl you always talk about?
Life.
You always talk about this one girl.
Okay.
This is the problem I have with you.
You're chasing. I'm having.
You basically just said, you're just mad that I have all these girls. No. Listen. This makes me really mad about you. Whatever. You talk about all these girls and that you have all these girls. But whenever you're being sentimental and that you're getting, you know, Christmas time or anything comes up, it comes back to this one girl. I'm not saying her name, but you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Why don't you just focus your attention on her? I know you're 10. Obviously, you know, relationships, you shouldn't even be thinking about at this point.
Well, she's hard to see who she wants.
No, but you tell me all the time that you guys are basically like...
Oh.
No.
She listens to this.
Okay, well, she listens to it.
Okay, you're bleeping that out.
I'm not bleeping it. Can I really not say that?
No.
You don't want her knowing that you like her?
Well, she...
So that means that you don't... That means that she doesn't... You guys aren't really a thing.
No. Okay, I'll bring it down to you. There's a half circle. She's in the half circle. The other part of the circle, I don't know if she likes me.
So the only side of the circle that you know is that you like her.
Yes. You never asked that question, though.
No, but you're always saying that you guys are like a thing, that she's one of your girlfriends. One of your girlfriends.
Bruh. No, nothing's wrong. I'm not technically cheating.
No, I know you're not cheating. When you're at that age, you can like a lot of girls.
Exactly.
No, I get that. I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm just saying, why don't you focus more of your attention?
No. I'm not allowed to date yet, so I why know. Not
like,
have all of them until high school so I can date all? Okay, that sounds wrong. No.
Oh.
Well, if I'm not allowed to date, I'll just, you know, keep it at school.
Dude, keep no, it you're gonna be allowed to date. They're not gonna care. But she really can't hear that you like her. And wouldn't this be a cool way for her to find out that you like her? That you find her cute?
No.
Why?
Because.
What do you think's gonna happen when you go back to school after she listens to it?
How would I know?
I don't know. You think it's gonna be awkward?
Yes.
You think it's gonna be awkward because she's gonna be awkward or because you're gonna be awkward?
I'm gonna be awkward.
You're gonna be awkward because you know she listens to it.
Yeah.
She really does listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. She listened to the whole first one.
I'm gonna be completely straight and I'll go with whatever answer you want me to. Do I need to bleep it out?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm keeping the whole conversation afterwards in. I'm just not gonna have the part where I said that specific aspect.
Yes.
Will she know?
Yes.
Me even bleeping it out, will she assume we're talking about her?
No. She doesn't think it's her. Yeah, she knows I have like a slight tinkle for her.
A tinkle? That's weird.
But she doesn't actually know that, like, it's that far in.
It's not, that's not, there's nothing far about it. You just think she's cute.
Yeah.
Okay, so why can't we drop this hint?
Okay, why can't you get that Starbucks girl number?
I told her she was pretty, so okay. I basically dropped the hint.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her. Okay, I saw her one day afterwards, but.
Okay, still.
This doesn't have anything to do with that. No, it doesn't.
Okay, it does.
Why don't you be better than I am?
Because I'm in elementary school.
I'm in elementary school. I'm just a kid. No, but come on.
No.
I really want to keep that in.
No.
If she's already going to assume it's her, there's no... Oh.
She doesn't assume it's her.
You just said that she knows that... Oh, you said... Yeah, never mind.
Yeah,
she knows. But you said that she knows you have a slight tinkle for her.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that I'm talking about her. Like a lot of girls at
but
school
what about,
ask
what about,
me it, who it is.
Okay, well, if she's not...
I don't answer.
If she's not going to figure it's her and we're posting this and she thinks it's a different girl, then she's not going to like you because she thinks that you're kind of taken. I don't know how it works in elementary school,
well,
actually.
I'm not taken because I
know you're not...
Because they're also listening to this, so I don't know if they like... If she likes me, so technically I'm not taken.
What about we put it up to her in this podcast? If you like Cooper and you think it's about you, go talk to Cooper.
Like, I'm down with that.
Like, let's put this out there. If you think it's you, but what about if a different girl walks up to you and says that she likes you and you're like, it wasn't.
But what if she's hot?
If she's hot, will you drop the
I'll put her in the circle.
Place her right in the circle. No, but if you think it's you and it, you know, they're listening to this, then confront Cooper about it and call him out on
it. How about we do this?
What?
If any girl in like my grade, fifth grade,
yes,
is listening to this, if you think I'm talking about you, and maybe one of you come up and it's you, put a sticky note on my desk once I get there and circle the word yes.
Circle the word yes. No.
Yes.
Okay, and put their name on it?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, put your name on it.
What about if they just put yes and no name? Then you're like, dang, that does not help.
Well... Then you know somebody likes you, so it's
also
good.
Them saying yes does not mean that they like you. It just means that they think it's about them.
Oh, shoot. Well, still, I want to know. I want to know if they think it. I would accept it any other way.
You know, you're in such a great position right now.
I know. What are you doing this to me?
No. It's just... It makes me look back at my life and be like...
Why did I just keep him in the circle?
Why did I just keep him in the circle? No, not even that. It's just like, you know, you're talking about all these girls, and it's like, ah, oh, so easy. And I hope it stays easy for you.
It will stay easy for me.
How do you know that?
Because I'm related to Devin.
Okay. Okay. No offense. That's a slap in the face. It's fine. I'm not upset. I'm just upset. Oh my god.
Well, would you like me to relate it to you?
You know, you keep doing you, and good luck to you. I will bleep it out. Do I need to bleep it out?
Yes.
You're really that nerd. Would you cry?
I'm a nerd now?
No, would you cry if I kept it in? What about if I told you I was going to bleep it out, but I didn't bleep it out for your sake? No.
I wouldn't cry or anything.
No, I would
just be aggravated.
No. If you want me to bleep it out, I'll bleep it out.
Okay.
You want me to bleep it out? You want me to bleep it out?
Yeah.
Stop. If you want me to, I will. Yes. Okay. No, I will. Well, good thing we're on the same page.
Sorry, you're not going to be satisfied.
Now I have to make that edit.
Yeah.
And I hated making that edit.
It's your fault.
It is my fault, but I just thought that was something I could say because I thought you guys were on the same page because you always talk about her like...
Well, yeah, because I want to act cool.
I know you want to act cool, but now I'm going to... Every time you drop some stuff like, oh, yeah, we're dating or this is one of my girlfriends, then I'm just going to be like, BS. I'm like, no, he lied. Listen to this podcast. Where he talks about his feelings. What are you most excited about growing up? What's the main thing that you look forward to? I feel like this is a very dangerous question for me to ask you.
Knowing the love of my life.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet thing to say. So you're excited
to know.
Not like you're excited to meet like the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're excited about?
Mm-hmm. I might have already met her.
You might have. Cooper.
But that's rare.
A romantic.
Romantic. Going on the Ferris wheel.
Going on the Ferris wheel. You can take her on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
Huh.
Did we mention that? Yeah, we did. Okay.
Other than, I guess that's not an answer that I thought you would have said. Other than that. What's
other than that.
I know that kind of like takes away from that. But I guess aside from relationship, what's something that you look forward to growing up? And making money. I'm trying to make this like more personable rather than like, oh, making money or having a big house. Like,
probably like getting to have my own place.
What did I just say? What? Having a big house. That's an unreasonable thing. Like getting out of the house.
Like having like my own roommate because I feel like that would be really fun and stuff.
Yeah, like having like a friend over.
Like you and Taylor.
It's like having a friend over every day.
Yeah. Like but then also you start like being able to like maybe like driving to like my friend's house anytime I want.
Yeah, that's a fun thing.
Yeah.
Or just being up.
But
as
now
late.
I can't because like we have to make reservations like. Not reservations. Like, we have to ask them.
Yeah.
And then we have to, like,
make it
okay with their mom or dad. And then we have to wait a week.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, yeah. You have to plan in, like, advance. It can't just be on the fly half the time.
Yeah. I wish I could just, like, you know, just drive over there.
Yeah. Like, I can stay up as long as I want. I can go do anything I want.
Exactly.
That is a really nice perk about growing up. Are you wanting to have the whole college experience that when you go to college, you live at the college? Or are you wanting to stay home while you're in college?
No, I want to live at the college.
You want to live at the college.
Also, I know this is a big step and a big dream, but like I want to be in the NBA. And like maybe I'll get accepted into a college, but it's like far away.
You have to work. You like.
I know.
You're actually starting out really early, way earlier than I actually started in middle school.
Really?
That's where I started, and
what
I
year?
Wasn't.
First year.
Seventh grade. You can't play sixth grade basketball.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
You can.
My friend did. Well, not my friend.
Where did he go?
He went.
A private school.
I don't think so.
There's certain schools that allow you, but Pasco, you're not gonna be able to. It starts in seventh grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll ask that person.
Yeah. No, but you're also in competitive and you're playing or AAU or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You're playing all year round. And if you do that every year up to high school, you're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just say that you stick with what you're doing. Like Devin played baseball. Devin played baseball like his whole life, and he was a really good pitcher. It's just, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's hard being a pitcher. Like, there's a lot of people that throw different ways, and
yeah,
you only have one shot, really. If you're pitching and you play bad, they'll just bench you. You know, exactly. And you don't get that there's second chance.
Like, there's a lot of people who want to be a pitcher, like, so you're going to have a lot of replacements.
Yeah, like, you need to obviously play good for basketball, but you get more time to play. And you're not – it's not – I feel like when you're pitching, a lot of the gameplay is based off of how you do.
Yeah.
And with basketball, you have a whole team. And I know baseball, you have a whole team too, but basketball –
yeah, but
it's not
like pitching is kind of like solo.
Yeah, you're like, it's all on you.
The whole game depends on you. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
But basketball, there's like, if somebody like messes up, not the whole team doesn't mess up.
Yeah, and they'll only get ahead by, you know, like 2 points, 2 or 3 points. Like, they just
and
get
usually
a shot
if you mess up, they just like it turns the ball over.
Yeah, and you can play defense and it's fine. But no, I think it's doable. I know it's, you know, being older and not trying to kill your dreams. I know in my head it's kind of like that's a hard thing to do.
I know it's really hard.
It's just, I know if you really are serious about this and you work hard and figure out what your weaknesses are mm-hmm. in basketball and you work on them, like dribbling and not taking stupid shots and stuff like that, you can really like go somewhere with it and be serious.
Yeah, dribbling is probably my most harsh. I think I'm pretty good on everything else. I need to work on my rebounding.
You need to be stronger with the ball.
Yeah.
Because whenever you pick up the ball, Dad and I see that you'll have the ball and you'll basically be holding the ball like, here, somebody take it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not strong with it. If somebody were to try to take the ball out of your hands and rip it out, they'll get it because you're kind of like, oh, no, don't take it. And then they take it and you're like, oh, dang. You're a gentle giant. That's what you are.
So I'm giant, but I'm gentle.
Yes, you're a gentle giant. You're like a tall player that people should be scared of. And you're just like, here you go. Take the ball if you want it. But otherwise, I'll take it. COVID.
Yes, don't touch me, boys.
Don't touch me, boys.
I should act like COVID's everywhere in the room, and I just like so scared of it. So I'm just like running for my life.
Exactly. Yeah,
and if COVID tries to take me, then I just rip it apart.
Yeah, you should think of something that makes you mad. Like all the boys, all the boys on that court are flirting with that one girl, and you don't like any of them because of that. And then if that girl is the basketball hoop, and if you can take the ball and take it to the basketball
and
hoop,
shoot for her.
Yes, and shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
That's where
yes,
it came
sir.
From. Yes, sir. Ha ha. Then boom, you get her. But if they take the ball, then they want her more.
Actually, shoot your shot goes right with it. Because if you miss your shot.
Yeah, then you suck.
And then you don't get
her.
Her.
Yeah. Think about having a basketball girlfriend.
That would be so bad.
I think it would be awesome to have like a golf girlfriend. Like a girl who golfs and she's good. I feel like there's something about a golfer girl that's like so crazy and attractive.
Really?
Like
I never actually thought that. Like
I feel like it says a lot about her. Like she's patient.
No.
Yeah, she's patient.
Well, I don't feel like
that's a patient woman.
No, I wouldn't say a golfer.
And
a golfer.
She's able to control her anger because golf brings out a lot of anger. I've slammed clubs. I have.
Yeah, I get really mad at basketball. I like throw the ball at the tree or something.
Throw the ball at the tree and it comes back to the face.
No, I get really mad and then I have to run and go get it.
Yeah.
And then I just keep throwing it. And I get really mad at myself.
For throwing it.
And then I always have to like act patient and just like sit down on the ball for a second. And just,
yeah.
Like think and just think. And if I miss a shot, I just.
Do you cuss under your breath?
Yes.
Why were you quick to that?
What?
You do?
Yeah.
To
all
mom?
The time. No.
Just to yourself? Like when you're mad?
Yes.
No, but like let's say mom makes you mad and you're walking upstairs.
I wouldn't cuss, but I would say something bad.
I don't know. You made a face where you're like, do I say it?
Well, I don't think I would cuss, like, thinking about that, but, like, other things that make me mad, I would probably.
Are you allowed to say shut up or stupid? Are those bad words?
I can't say shut up, but okay, I can, sure. But I.
You know what I'm saying.
But, like, I don't, of course, and yeah. I'm not allowed to, but I sometimes say it, yeah.
Shut.
No, not shut up.
Stupid?
Yeah.
I think I've heard you say stupid before. That's so stupid. Or no.
I don't feel uncomfortable when I say it.
Stupid. When I was younger, I was so scared to say shut up or stupid because it was bad. It was a bad word. I couldn't say that.
Well,
I could say
it's
freaking.
Always a bad word. Just...
It's always been a bad word, but I mean.
Like, I don't usually say it around my parents or anything.
Oh, so you say it.
What?
Do you say bad words at school?
Well, not to the teacher, of course.
Yeah, no, but like to your friends.
I've never called somebody that. I just say like if I'm mad, like aggravated, I'll say it to some, like an object or something. Like if like
you're mad at somebody, you look at a tree.
Like let's say like when I used to play Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite.
I was like, this is so stupid.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. You, I knew I heard you say stupid before. Your remote control is messed up because I know you slam it.
I don't slam it.
You slam it on your knee.
No, that's just a remote for the TV.
No, your remote's messed up.
Well, yeah.
And the only way for it to be messed up like that.
No.
Yeah. Yes. No. I know you get mad. I've seen you like squish the remote sometimes.
Well,
or, like,
I squish it, but I don't like slam it.
You
on
slam
something.
It on your knee. I've seen you slam it on your knee at
on
the
my
beach.
Knee, but like, what can that do?
I mean, it can.
That's true. It's not that bad.
I remember I was
even though if I don't even hold the controller, it just moves up.
I was at the beach and my friend was there. I'll just say his name because it doesn't matter. Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter
I don't
was
think
there.
Anybody.
No. I mean some people will know who Hunter is.
Yeah.
But Hunter was there and I remember we were playing Mortal Kombat, and I was
Mortal
facing
Kombat's
him.
Mortal Kombat's so fun.
And it's annoying, too. It can
it's
make you mad.
It's really annoying.
And we were playing Mortal Kombat. I think we were, like, doing a little tournament, and Hunter was going up against me. And I was using, like, Sub-Zero or somebody, and he's using somebody. No. He was using Sub-Zero, but I was using...
the lightning?
No, I was using a guy with a sword. So there was this...
Oh, was it the guy that has the hat?
No, it's a guy that's...
The Chinese guy?
He looks kind of like Deadpool, but he's orange and black. He's got like a suit like Deadpool, but he's orange and black. I don't know his name. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant.
Oh.
But there's a combo that you can do
mm-hmm.
in Mortal Kombat with him that he'll just keep taking out his sword and doing this thing
about.
And push him on the ground. And as soon as he gets up, I'll keep repeating it. And there's only one. There's, you know, somebody who actually plays Mortal Kombat probably knows how to defend against that. But with Hunter, like, he can't move whenever I do it. So I remember Hunter, I had a really cool... PlayStation 3 remote. That was when it was PS3 was the newest, and it would light up and everything. And it was kind of like cheap plastic material, so mm-hmm. if you slammed it, something would happen. And I remember I beat him, and he could not get up or anything. Whenever I was playing against him, he got really mad, and he took the remote and slammed it on the wood floor, and it shattered.
Was it yours?
It was mine. He's
Did
like,
he get mad? Like,
he's like, this made me so mad. But you. And he just slammed it on the ground, and it broke. And I was like, bro! And he's like, dude, I can't. This game's so annoying. it was a cheap remote. It was $30, but it was really cool. And I was like, dang. But yeah, he broke my remote. Thanks, Hunter. If you listen to this, thanks. Thanks for breaking my remote.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That's all the time that we have today.
Yep.
So, I'm gonna leave a link in the description to send us messages.
Yes, please.
Oh my god, just send us a message.
Oh my gosh, just don't be stupid.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You used the word. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna leave a link in that. I'll also leave the same link if you want to go buy merch again. I still haven't gotten the stuff from last week when I ordered them, so I mm-hmm. still don't know the material. But if you just wanted to buy one just because, like, that's
we
fine. If
like-
you don't, it's fine. I get it. It's
We should, like, start something that, like the first person who sends something in the chat or, like, does, like, a voice.
We buy them?
We, like, what?
Yeah, let's do whoever, no, family, no, not related.
No, family doesn't.
If somebody other than family sends me a message, I will, send me that voice message in the link, I will buy them a soft shirt or
yeah.
any of the apparel.
Anything you want.
Any of the merch. Apparel. I'll buy you one. I'll buy you and one item, and it'll be, you know, there's like tank tops, crew necks, there's girl stuff, there's youth apparel. Anybody who leaves me that, I'll buy them one, and I will send it to their address. I'll get with you.
How about you, like, when you do the voice chat, you tell us what you want in the voice chat, and then we'll get it.
No, I think they need to contribute something. Okay. Say anything about the podcast that we talked about in any of the three episodes, saying that, like, obviously you've listened.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do that and you're the first person, then we will buy you, you know, anything you want. I think that's a good idea,
yeah.
Coop.
Yeah, well,
knuckle touch right here. Bang.
Right.
Is there anything else that we should add?
Don't think so.
Cooper's really got to pee, so I'm just keeping him from being able to get up right now.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's go. All right. Thank you guys for listening. This has been a Sauce Podcast. And follow me on Instagram at EAP10, and I will see y'all later.
Adios.